If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so New York City. The city that never sleeps. But lately, it's been lit up by something you don't usually see in the concrete jungle.
You're talking about the Northern Lights.
Yeah. The Aurora Borealis, making an appearance right here in NYC. It's got everyone buzzing. And I gotta admit, even I was skeptical at first. I mean,
light pollution alone makes it tough to see most stars, let alone the aurora.
Exactly. But both Time Out New York and CBS New York have photos from last night, October 10th. The real deal, no question.
And the really fascinating part, this wasn't just some random blip. It was triggered by a full-on geomagnetic storm.
Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves, can we break down what that actually means, like a geomagnetic storm? Sounds intense.
It's basically like a cosmic tug of war between the sun and Earth. Imagine the sun constantly releasing this stream of charged particles, this solar wind. Now picture a solar flare erupting. That's the sun throwing a massive energy punch, launching huge bubbles of gas and magnetic fields called CMEs towards Earth.
CMEs. Got it. Okay, so these CMEs slam into Earth's magnetic field, and then what?
Think of it like two invisible forces clashing. It makes Earth's magnetic field lines go haywire, all that energy, sending those charged particles from the sun hurtling toward the poles.
And that's what creates the light show we call the Northern Lights.
Exactly, which is why it's usually only visible way up north. But CBS New York reported this storm is different. NOAA issued a G4 storm warning. That's their second highest level, strong enough to push the aurora much further south.
So that explains why New Yorkers are catching a glimpse. This isn't just any aurora sighting. It's like the VIP experience, front row seats to this cosmic display.
It really makes you realize what happens on the sun definitely doesn't stay on the sun.
Right. It's kind of humbling to think we're at the mercy of these solar tantrums.
And speaking of which, this G4 storm Time Out New York mentioned that people saw the lights over Central Park and the Upper West Side, even with all the city lights.
Wow. Talk about a sight. And get this, they're saying tonight, October 11th, might be our second chance to catch the show because the storm is sticking around.
It's not over yet.
Before we dive into the best ways to see it, I have to ask this G4 storm. Is it all dazzling lights, or is there a more, let's say, intense side to it? I mean, CBS New York mentioned possible disruptions to radio signals, even power grids.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. A G4 storm is powerful. Imagine a magnet messing with a compass. Now picture that on a planetary scale.
Okay, that's a visual. So we're talking potential disruptions to technology all because of a solar flare-up. So it's like the sun decided to spice things up a bit.
Right.
But before we get into those potential disruptions, let's zoom out geographically speaking. We actually pulled an article from the Colorado Sun for this one.
Makes sense. Colorado's no stranger to the Northern Lights.
Exactly. They're practically pros at catching these cosmic shows.
Yeah.
But even with Colorado's prime location, the Colorado Sun mentioned that tonight's aurora might be more subtle. Like a gentle encore rather than a full-blown performance.
These geomagnetic storms, they have their own rhythm. You know, they ebb and flow.
Right. And the Colorado Sun did offer some good viewing tips, though. Dark skies. Less light pollution. You know, the drill.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can swing it higher, altitude is always a plus.
Absolutely. Good advice for Colorado or even those hoping to catch a glimpse in Central Park tonight.
Speaking of calm, remember those amazing colors we talked about? The Colorado Sun broke down the science behind those. It's all about the gases in our atmosphere, isn't it?
Exactly. The giant celestial harp. Each gas vibrates differently, creating those breathtaking colors. When those charged particles from the sun hit our atmosphere, they energize the gases. Each gas emits a specific color.
Wait, so it's basically a massive chemistry experiment happening above our heads.
In a way, yeah. And get this, oxygen makes that signature green we usually picture with the Northern Lights, and nitrogen, that can create blues and purples.
Wow. Okay, So we've got the sun playing conductor, the atmosphere is our orchestra, and the northern lights are the symphony.
A pretty epic way to think about it. And here's where it gets even more mind-blowing. All of this, the auroras, the geomagnetic storms, it's all part of a bigger cycle, the sun cycle.
Okay, now you've got to explain that one. The sun cycle. What's that all about?
Imagine it like a cosmic heartbeat. The sun goes through phases of high and low activity, and these cycles, they last roughly 11 years.
11 years. Wow. Okay. And where are we in this cosmic heartbeat right now?
We're in what's called solar maximum. The sun's at its most active, full of energy.
So does that mean more chances to see the aurora more often?
Yeah, exactly. The Colorado Sun pointed out that because we're in this solar maximum phase, we can expect more aurora activity, possibly up until 2026.
All right, so a whole lot more cosmic light shows coming our way. But even with the promise of more auroras on the horizon, I think it's time we circle back to those potential impacts of these solar storms. As amazing as the aurora is, we can't forget about the flip side.
I agree. It's all fun and games until the power goes out.
Right. It's a good reminder that we're part of something much bigger than ourselves.
For sure. It's like the universe is sending a postcard, beautiful on the front, with a little handle with care note on the back.
Exactly. Awe and awareness, right?
Just not just about pretty lights in the sky, then. Definitely not. As beautiful as they are, these geomagnetic storms can pack a punch.
Yeah. CBS New York mentioned that New York City's Office of Emergency Management is actually monitoring the situation. Even urging people to prepare, which sounds kind of intense.
It's a reminder that we're not just dealing with dazzling lights here. A G4 storm like this one has the potential to disrupt our everyday lives.
Disrupt how so?
Think about it. We rely on technology for practically everything these days. Power grids, communication systems, GPS. A strong geomagnetic storm could disrupt all of that.
So we're talking potential blackouts, communication outages. That's not exactly a fun thought.
Not really. It underscores how vulnerable we are to these events. Even with all our technological advancements, we're still at the mercy of the sun's activity.
Like a cosmic reality check.
Exactly. And the more reliant we become on technology, the more we need to understand and prepare for these events.
So what can we do? Should we be stocking up on candles and canned goods?
A little bit of preparedness never hurts. But on a larger scale, it's about investing in resilient infrastructure, improving our ability to forecast space weather, raising awareness. It's about being prepared, not scared.
Makes sense. And you mentioned earlier that we're in a period of solar maximum, meaning more solar activity in the coming years. Does that mean we should be bracing ourselves for more of these geomagnetic storms?
It's definitely a possibility. The sun's going through a natural cycle, and right now, it's feeling pretty energetic.
So these incredible auroras could become more common, even here in NYC.
It's possible, but it also means we need to be aware of the potential consequences and take steps to minimize any disruptions.
Right, because a few nights of celestial wonder are amazing, but not if it means our entire grid goes down.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, appreciating the beauty, respecting the power, and being prepared for whatever comes next.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground tonight, from the science behind the northern lights to the potential impact of geomagnetic storms. But one thing's for sure, this has been an incredible reminder that we're part of something much bigger than ourselves.
Absolutely, and that the universe is full of surprises, both beautiful and powerful.
So to everyone listening, keep looking up, keep asking questions, and never lose your sense of wonder. Who knows what other cosmic marvels await? Thanks for joining us.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.